Main das and bina main bina in das. So last week we spent most of the time speaking about das, right? And we were able to come to the basic understanding that the quality of das in all of its levels, from its most basic level to its highest level, have one common denominator, that is intrinsic knowledge. Das means intrinsic knowledge. Right? So what's intrinsic knowledge? So it could be the muskolos rishonos. Muskolos rishonos, like the Rosh says. Those ideas that are axioms, that's basic. Seichel is machayev. A whole is bigger than the parts. Things like that. And that type of information, since it's simple, so it's a very low level type of a chokhmah, it comes before the other levels of bina and chokhmah. But take something that you can only know, you can only start knowing it by chokhmah and bina, and to know it in its most intimate form would be the highest level. So we have an understanding how das is a type of a line that goes from the highest to the lowest. It has the common denominator that goes, that enables it to go from the lowest to the highest, is because we're talking about the relationship of etzem. The relationship of etzem, so there are things that are simply etzem, and therefore it's very low level, and there are some things that are simply not etzem, and therefore to attain a connection to them with etzem is a very high level. Okay, so we'll call that das. That's the general idea of das. The concept of das is going to incorporate all of the different problems that we have in Shana of das. Bino, I don't remember exactly how much we spoke about last week. Let's speak a little bit more about bino, and then we'll get to the comparison, the relationship of das and bino. So I think last week we got as far as the Rebbein Yonah. And we understood the two qualities that take part in the process of development of an idea, the process of deduction of an idea, the idea of maybe dovim tekdovim. So there's an inyan of dimyon, which means comparison, and there's an inyan of dimyon, which means imagination. And we explained how here, this one exception, maybe most basic exception, there may be others, but this is the basic exception, when imagination comes, instead of being the enemy of seichel, it comes as part of the process, necessary process for seichel to work. That then enables us to escape the limitations of reality, right? And to break down things into its parts, even though in reality it's not broken down that way. We can think in abstract thoughts. Right? Even very simple abstract thoughts, right? Like we talked about last time, that when I see an item, I can break it down to its different components, even though it can be its material, its shape, its quality. I can break it down even though you don't physically, in reality, have the material separate from if we didn't have the capability of imagination, then we wouldn't be able to break that down. I think that basically that's as far as we got with bina. I'd like to what?
The das.
Well, last week we had wrapped up das, I think. So bina, this we explained in bina is the process of deduction, of understanding one thing from one thing, right? If I say that this can contain, what about the thermos? Can the thermos contain, right? Well, it's not a glass. How do I know? I don't know. You told me something about glasses. You didn't tell me anything about thermoses. How do I know? Okay. But through the process of bina, which I can be moitzi dover v'torich dover, that if you tell me that glasses can contain, and I can take and analyze what a thermos is, and say, well, the similarities that it has to glass are that it has a basic evil and this is a basic evil. The difference is that this is made out of glass and this is made out of plastic. Right? The subject matter right now is whether it can contain. Well, that that, this aspect yes, this aspect no, and therefore I can deduct that even though it's different, it's still the same, right? Or sometimes diverse, even though it's the same, still it's different. The process of developing dover mitoch dover, when you told me about this class, and I said, well, if this class is true, well, then that class is also true, that's not a deduction. That's an extension, right? if it's really the same, if the two classes are the same, so if you told me about this class, well, so, well, if it's about this class is true, then that class, which is exactly the same, I haven't really understood anything more. I've understand more of the same. I haven't gotten to a further step. I haven't developed anything here. Bina is a capability of developing. So let's go a little bit more into Bina. And maybe this would be also a point where we'll be able to see the Nakuda. Maybe a little bit confusing. What we can do, it's the nature of the subject that we're dealing with. The point, besides this Mishnah, where Bina and Das are brought together in Chazal, and there's a Nakuda where they're both expressed in the difference between them, is in the subject of Noshim. Noshim are strong on Bina and weak on Das. Noshim, Bina Nisei Le Noshim, it says, but the Noshim died in Kalis. Right, so they're strong on Bina and weak on Das. So says Chazal. Bina Yisrael and Hashim. Right, and Hashim Daitan Kalis. These are not such simple concepts, and we're not going to be able to do them justice now. But we're going to just try to use these Chazal to give us a better understanding of the subject that's negay for our Mishnah. Bina Yisrael and Hashim, Chazal explained, that therefore noshim mevinim be'ochim. An oreach, by nature of the relationship of oreach, is a something that comes and goes. Something that is not a long-term relationship, is not something that you had a long time to develop an understanding of the relationship. Somebody just walked in the door, passing by, passing through. Gnosis Orchim, the basic of Gnosis Orchim, the class of Gnosis Orchim is somebody passing through. Somebody doesn't belong here, b'chal, right? Was never here before, may never be here again. So in man's terms, in men, it takes them a while till they get to know somebody. Women, by the time they serve the fish, they have already psalkis to say on the person, on the Orchim. A tremendous person, this person is worthless. Get him out of here. Okay. How do you know? Don't know how I know. He says no. Okay. Rely on it. They're always right. Almost always. Okay. And rely on it. They don't know how they know. Right? But they know. And they're almost always right.
Intuition.
What? That's the word that they use. If we use the word intuition, then we would mistakenly relate that to Das, and here Chazal related to Bina. Okay. Mm-hmm. As usual, right? As usual. Everything's always backwards. How's it work? How do they do? What's the clause? I'd like to give a practical example between how women's view of things. This is given only as an example. It's not again for everybody, it's only yachasi, right? But it's to give an understanding. First, you walk into a room. A woman walks into the living room. And everything's in place. Except there's a chair that's a little bit out of place, and there's one safe on the table. What'd she say? The living room's a mess. I'll clean it up. Please clean it up. The man comes and says, where's the mess? Generally, the man won't see any problem whatsoever until it's pointed out. It won't be recognized. If 90% of the thing is beseder and there's only one thing sticking out, so very possibly won't recognize that there's a problem with flaw. If he will, they'll say, oh, the safe is out of place, let's put the safe back. But the living room is fine. The woman will say that the living room is a mess. How's that work? Kacha. Nothing's kacha. What? No, klal and prat, right? But you have to understand klal and prat, right? This is a klal of prat. Right? This is the klal of prat. This is a very confusing little issue. And if we say it in those words, right? Chokhma and bina relate as klal and prat. But usually, the usual understanding of klal and prat means that the klal, so I just know a general idea, concept, right? Set. Prat, I know every individual detail, right? That's sometimes true. But that's not the subject we're talking about right now. The capability of bina is to take the whole klal, and be sensitive to the protein, even though it hasn't separated it out and put each prat separate on the table. So when the bina sees a living room with a toy on the floor, safe on the desk, and a chair out of whack, the klal, because of the prat, is now a mess. The klal, which is the living room, is not perceived. Anoshim, men, generally in first view, are chokhm-oriented, not bina-oriented. So I'll see the klal, and klal goes by roi. Since basically the situation is okay, some details that need to be worked on. So the immediate reaction, the intuitive, if you like that word, we'll use it. I don't like it. You like it? Okay, fine. Intuitive reaction of the chokhmah will be to say, the room's okay. Many interesting fights happen at home because two different views. Who's right? Nobody's right. They're both right. They're two views. They're both valid. Each one's a valid view. It's a shame that they arguing instead of listening to one another, because each one has a advantage over the other. There's something to be learned from one or the other. Why argue? There's these terrible, terrible, ridiculous arguments about who's right.
This is throwing a fry.
Yeah. Did I ever talk about the machlokes of Yad Yamin and Yad Shmuel, the right-hand and left-hand argument? Did we ever talk about that? It's good to repeat it. Most arguments, like 98% of all arguments that exist in the world, especially in households or in almost all human relationships, including Medinas, are basically, they go down to the right-hand and left-hand argument. It's made thousands of years arguments going on already, and it hasn't been solved yet. Where should the thumbs be? This side? That side? It's a very big argument. It's been going on for thousands of years. It's very, very important. There's a lot of things depending on that. Okay. Now, all the right-hand people, right, all the right-hands, they've been proving their point for thousands of years. Look, here, don't you see? Yeah, thumbs on this side. Okay. I've long enough done people say, I don't know what you're talking about. So don't you understand? Thumbs on that side. So, have a fight. Have an argument, right? What happens when Mr. Right Hand is stronger today? Today, Mr. Right Hand is stronger than Left Hand. So Left Hand says, okay, you win. Okay? Say that. Thumbs on that side, fine. No problem. Thumbs on that side. See? You see, I was mafatir. It's good now? Are you happy? Yeah. First class. Here, you finally learned. That goes on for 6 months, a year, 2 weeks, 2 days, 2 minutes. Right? It's just 1 minute. It's the left hand. It's got a problem. So the thumb's right, but your hand's backwards. Now it starts all over again. Right. And he says, you want the hand straight? No problem. Right. Thumb problem. You went backwards. Okay, back. Hands backwards. Right. This goes on for a while. It depends who's stronger. Let's say the right hand's still stronger. Left hand says, okay, I'll make another V2. Okay. Right. No problem. Right. Now I got it right on both sides. Right. Thumb's in the right direction. Got the palm of the hand in the right direction. Everybody happy? Great. 2 weeks, this goes on. Right? 6 months, right? Mr. Left Hand, you got a problem. You're upside down. No, instead of getting better, you're getting worse. You say you're trying? That's called trying? We had one little detail that was out of jam, now you're totally out of whack. So Mr. Left Hand gives up, goes back to that, and they start over. Yeah, that's basically the story of 98% of arguments. Yeah, for the last 6,000 years, almost now. It's about 98%. Right hand, left hand, right? Men, women, right? any type of different aspect, kolchum abina, anything, that's it, you know, right hand, left hand. If you recognize it, call it by its name, it's a very good thing to have this right hand, left hand argument there. If you call it by its name, everybody has a good laugh, and you start working together instead of against each other. Very, 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 very good thing to do. You have to have this in your pocket, and it's very, very useful. There are times that people will try to deny that fact that it's going on, because they don't want to look stupid. And fighting about such a thing is really pretty stupid. Right? So it's very, very important to have an understanding beforehand that most people, naturally, by the human tendency to be stupid, do these things. And therefore, it's fine. No problem. Not to be embarrassed. We're all in the same boat. Right? And when we call a foul, it's a foul. No problem. Nobody has to be embarrassed today. I'll do it tomorrow. You'll do it. No problem. Right? So you have that understanding beforehand. You take down the right hand, left hand, and you can solve a lot of problems. So the living room is a mess. The living room is not a mess. Right. If you're looking inside at the chokhmah, the living room is not a mess. There's no question. 90% is besaid. 90% is besaid. Why are you telling me the living room is a mess? And the women, I tell you, listen, the living room is a mess. Yeah. When it comes to personality, a person comes in. You take a woman, looks at the person, he sees that there's a certain either special positive or special negative factors that stick out, and she picks it up right away. She doesn't have to sort it out, piece it up, see each detail by on its own, but can immediately pick up the tree in the forest, even though she also is seeing the whole forest. She's not going to be able to tell you its name. She's not going to be able to say how you know. She's just going to say, that's the way it is. Watch this guy. I don't trust him. Both ways.
Yeah.
Both ways. Both ways. Positive, negative. Right? She picks up. She picks it up. So this is one of the basic qualities of Bina. We'll call it the Prat quality. The capability of dealing with the Prat, even though he's still in the realm of Klal. And therefore, you can get to where Chochmah will take a long time to develop all the things down to all the protein. Right? Until I can see each one individually, until I get to know a person. So today there'll be one story, tomorrow we'll have a conversation, the third day I'll see him acting. Each time I'll learn a little bit about his personality until after a long time I'll be able to pick up a piece together, a puzzle of the picture. Right? That's the way a man may do it. Therefore, a guest comes in. How do you know that? We're making these jumping to conclusions for. Being you say they're nashim, they have a capability of jumping to conclusions and being right, even though they can't explain it. Don't ask them how they know. It's stupid. It's ridiculous. They don't know how they know. How are they going to tell you how they know? But they know. It's reliable. They're almost always right. It's not exact. It's not exact. Don't look for details. You know? That's not a detailed description. It's the overall picture of the living room is a mess. This person is a mess. Why? I don't know. Give me another 10 minutes, another 10 years, maybe I'll figure it out. But right now, I'll just tell you, this person is a mess. Don't trust him. And with him, no business. Why? What's the matter with him? I don't know. What'd you see? What'd he do? I'm telling you, leave him. So it's just not. Don't do business with him. So talk about it. Bini say Lenoshim, maybe both. Yes, sir.
This is because their antennas just pick up the protein, not because they have an ability to focus on protein.
Right.
Right? It's just, that's the way they're made. They just zap protein, jump off the thing.
Right, but they don't jump off outside of the claw. They jump off as defining the claw.
Right.
So why did that in Kalos then?
We didn't talk about that. We didn't talk about that. So now, right, it's just related back to what we Maven Dov Tech Dov. We understood last week that the process of deduction, right, the capability of separating out an important factor. Why is it that when I knew about glasses, I don't automatically know about thermoses? Because thermoses aren't glasses, they're a totally different thing. The only way that I can deduce this and that is because I have to be able to sort out the important factor, the nekuda, that of comparison that relates to the idea that we're trying to compare. Right? Sort out the prat from the klal. Just like Bina has that capability of sorting out, taking out the important detail, taking out that aspect that's negiah for right now, without defining it. Right? I don't know what, I don't go through a mathematical process like in geometry of giving all these things a name. And I'm telling you, well, what is it about squares that are similar to triangles, and therefore you can learn from triangles to squares, because a triangle is really only half a square. No. It doesn't work that way. Straight, right? This, yeah, that, right, same thing, right? Why? Lama, it's different. No, it's not. Same. Kacha. Lama, why? Kacha. There's no... But don't you see it's different? You can confuse them. Oh, yeah, it's different. You can confuse them, because they're not from Daniel Kalas. Right, but that we can get to yet, right? But yeah, you can confuse them if you go back with your chokhmah. If you want to convince them that they're not right, you can usually confuse them. But they are right. They are right. So why confuse them? Stupid.
It's not nice.
It's not even nice, right? Especially because after they're convinced, right, after the effect of your chokhmah wears off, they come around again after all of your thousands of tainus, which are all right. Says, yeah, but don't you think that really it's not that way? Right? You can drive a person up a wall, right? I just explained it to you, 1,000 reasons. You agree to each one. A, right? Yeah. B, right? Yeah. C, right? A, B, C equal D, right? Yeah. So therefore D, no. Why, kacha?
Right.
Right.
And if you hang around with that guy, you'll be in trouble.
Right. But you agree, A? Yes. B? Yes. C? You agree that A, B, C equals D? Yes. So D? No. I'm not coming. That's the way it is. Bina, you say, they have the capability. This gives them the capability. This is the concept of Bina. It's made in Dovah, but take Dovah. Okay. Now let's go to its avoidable form. Chokhmah, Bina, and Das, each one has a special form of avoda, which actually is what we were trying to get to the whole day. We've been working on it for a while, but the basic idea, this is where we're at. This is where we have to get to. This is the most important part. Besides all the intellectual geometry and all that, and it's nice. It's interesting. Yeah. It's good for understanding what goes on in houses. There's a lot of nice things you can get out of it, right? But there are basic yisoidos of avoda Hashem that are dependent on understanding these concepts. Let's go into Bina first. What is Bina? Bina and Chokhmah have a relationship that in English would be described as theory and practicality. Men and women have the tendency. Men are much better in theory. When it comes to practicality, practical application of theory.
Men, when it comes to practicality, not a good reyach.
Don't rely. Basically, the way it's explained in the Sal, this is described instead of klal and prat, which is another form of expressing the same idea, is the idea of the koyach and the poel. Okay. Bina has the capability of bringing that is in the Yuli form, its abstract, basic, source form, to bring it out to development, to reality. That's what women's job is. And the classical model for that is bringing children into the world. Man, all he has to offer is a tikkun sukkah. Right? But what a woman has the capability of taking that sukkah and bring back a baby. The capability of taking tremendous potential that would never develop on its own. It wasn't ever intended to develop on its own. It can't. It needs a whole different world of koyfas, special, another half of the world that doesn't exist in the world of sorts. It only exists in the worlds of development. That enables things to be brought out from a koyfas lapoyal. Practicality, application, taking from theory to practice, practical application in daily life. And this is why men, if they want to make it to Olam Haba, should spend a good part of the time in Beis Medrash. You know, that's their main route. Tefillah, Beis Medrash, Mitzvah's Essay. You should really try to keep out of the kitchen. Because if they get stuck in the kitchen, the Maral explains in a place here in Be'er Hashem, the chances are they're going to end up being very, very gashmi.
Gashmi,
very, they're going to fall all the way down to the pits. Right? They're going to get involved in gashmi, is down to the point that, forget it, Olam Hazinik is all out of sight. The capability of a man to take...
Why is that? What's the connection when he's stuck in the kitchen?
Why?
Yeah.
Because he's a theory person, he's not a practical person.
So when he gets stuck in practice, what happens?
Speak to your wife. Help. Say help. It's her job. Right. At times when you have to help, you have to assist, you have to this, but you have to know that that's not the basic form. The way of getting man's job, to learn Torah, to teach Torah, to bring down into the world that comes from above the world. Taking that was come from above the world and making this world a representative of that, practically applying it into the world, to develop the world, to bring the world up to those concepts. That's their role. A woman can do in the kitchen what a man does in the basement. A man can't do in the basement and in the kitchen what a man can do in the basement. Can't. A woman can accomplish in the diapers and dishes, washing machines, right? What a man can develop in the basement. A man can't. No. Well, the basic idea of bringing, going from Olam Hazeh to Olam Haba, that's everybody. We're all in the same boat. We all have to get from Olam Hazeh to Olam Haba. Right? How do you do it? So what men do is they bring Olam Haba to Olam Hazeh, to Olam Haba, and they do as much as maybe a bit of Hakdama to the next part of the Mishnah, but B'chol Eken, part of the job is bringing Olam Haba into Olam Hazeh, right? Infusing Olam Hazeh with Ruchnis. That's mainly a man's job. Of bringing down Torah, mainly through Torah, Mitzvah, Tefillah, mainly through Torah, he brings Olam Haba into this world. A very good place for that is the Beis Medrash. That's what Gan Eden HaTachtoin, Beis Medrash. Luma Maslas says has nothing to do with practicality. It's the definition of the form of learning. But Luma Maslas is a description of how a person has to be limud. A man has this capability of bringing a new source into the world. But he better be married. Better be headed towards bringing it out in the proper form. Otherwise, it's going to be bad news, right? Or that won't, a baby won't come out of it. Something else may come out of it. But that's not going to come, right? Lumlam and Aslaso, he says, Bidyuk, the same concept, right? Vadai man also has to do. Everything always goes all over. Right? It's a question of emphasis, right? And this is always... There's all types of different categories in these things. Not all men are the same, not all women are the same. There's some men that are more micey, and there's some women that are more theory. There's things in a black way. There's always yachasi, it's for understanding the concepts. Application, that's another subject. We don't deal with it with men. Understanding the chokhmah sadoa. But b'chol oifen binu. Bina has the quality of the capability because of deduction, application. And there's a simple reason for this also, if you understand it right away. The problem of practical application is because the story that actually happens is never exactly what it says in the books. Almost that. Yeah, that's all good, but that's not exactly what happened. What happens is always something different, right? So how do I know what I'm supposed to do? To apply it, the capability of Bina, of being Madama Milsa La Milsa, being able to learn from that is known. Right? You give the Chochmah that brings the rules. If this, then this. If this, then this. If this, then this. But none of them talk about this case. So what do I do in this case? Right? So Bina has the capability of being made in Dover, and that's an absolute necessity for application. Because application is always new. Application is always talking about applying that was abstractly learned in some theoretical cloud form to some particular prat now that came in some special circumstance that was no two circumstances always the same. So you always need the quality of Bina, whether you're a man or woman, right? You always need the quality of Bina to be made in double for application. Practical application always requires comparison. No two cases are ever the same. Sometimes they're very similar, it's easy, sometimes it's not so easy. But the whole thing, right, practical application, oh, there's always close. There's always something, well, it's not quite the same. Right? So without the capability of Bina, which allows us to learn what is the Iker, or Kuda, which is the determining factor for comparison, and make the proper comparison, and very often that has to be done instantaneously, without the proper process that we do in the base meditative, pulling it all apart and seeing all the parts and seeing, well, this is this, and giving everything names and then comparing them. So this one, it's not like that because here I'll prove it's not, because here it's not.
Okay. Well, you
still won't, even all
the painting you have, you still won't see the mess.
You'll never become a woman, no.
For that aspect, technically.
No.
That's a different
hope
dimension
not.
Of Bina, what?
Yeah, I hope not. Men should never try to become a woman, or should try to become a man. It's not a healthy process.
Right.
No reason for it. If you need the womanly side of the world, marry it. And appreciate it. And you have it. Then you'll get it. It'll rub off on you too. Right? But don't try to become that. That's ridiculous. What for? Why do you want to be a woman? He wouldn't make you want to reach him.
There's not something to learn as far as taking life, or just respect.
Respect. Quality, right? That's it. Covet.
Covet.
Covet. That's it. To understand that there is an aspect of the world that you don't have, that you need, that's very important, that she has it. Right? So respect her opinion. She has what to offer, even though that you think she's wrong. But respect her opinion. If you're going to disagree with her in the end, right? Even if you're right.
Right?
Even if you're right. But she always has a point.
Well, the notion of like Orchim is a practice out of the situation, but living room is just a way of...
I mean, obviously you're not going to argue if they were living this thing or just put the safe back.
How do you know if you're right? You know, is it a Bina Shaila or a Dachshaila?
Well, but that itself is not a Dachshaila. That's a Chochmah Shaila. So we won't deal with it today. That's what our mission is in Bina and Das, and that approach was neither Bina or Das. So, let's get back to the mission. Are we ready to get back to it? Not quite. We have one more step. What's the Avodah of Das? Das has a very special Avodah. There's a lot of psukim. A lot of psukim. It's a very basic concept. Not very well known. There's a whole Avodas Hashem. Maybe the essence of Avodas Hashem, which is not very well known. Uh-huh. And it's called Das. Right? It's called Das. There are a lot of psukim that talk about it. Right? It's here. The Chosid Yavitz was the only one of the Rishonim that spelled it out for us here in this Mishnah. Hadas nevim v'kol kisvei akoyish al hakoros hanefesh es bo'iro. Hakoros hanefesh es bo'iro. V'chasheiko v'mitzvoysov. V'asoysim oysom. Do es lokei avicho v'avdeyu. Yodo shor peneo yisor lo yodo. Yidato es ki Hashem elikecho. And he brings a whole bunch of stuff. Yidato yoyim shavoysu levecho. Ki Hashem elikecho. V'yidato. Da. Yidato et Hashem. Yidias Hashem. What is Yidias Hashem? Do you have a Chumash Breshes in there?
No.
Over on the corner. There you go. Very good. Excellent. That's it. We got it. Before Ben Pekas doing. So the Rebbeinu Shalom in the Pesukim here say that he's explaining why he has to talk to Ramvin before he's Ma'apik's time. And he says, Ki yidatib, the manashe yitzavaz b'nuz beis of Achalov. So he describes the special relationship that he has with the Ramvin, yidatib. Ki yidatib. So Rashi explains, so he's bigger Rashi in many, many subjects. Loshin chibo. Moi moido le isho. Ve'idei achal b'shem. V'onu ikka loshin kulam ino he loshin yidiyo. We spoke about last week, so we've heard it again this week, that the idea of Yediyah, the idea of Yediyah is coming to a relationship with a concept that becomes part of your essence. Right? In relationship, the idea is the absolute sea of relationship. When the two are so related, are so close, that they become one. So now their aspect of relationship is one of idea. This is called chiba. The relationship of men and women is called idea. The yoda olam is havas ishto. Because their concept of not ahava of bin olam chaveir. But when Ava goes up to a form of intrinsic relationship, we will call it Benolam La'atzma. When two people relate, Benolam La'atzma. Because their relationship is an intrinsic relationship. The process is one of Hakoro, Yoidohi, Makiroi. The process of Das, that he brings him close and tells, I know him as myself. This is the way good husbands and wives describe their knowledge of one another. Right, this is the essence of the height of relationships. This is the pinnacle of relationship. This is a goal, a very high form, the ultimate form of the relationship that Rebbeinu Shlomo wants to have with his Nevroim. He created us, not just that we should be Nevroim, that run around the world and get schar. But he created us that we should be dovek v'boyoy, right? That we should be able to come to this intimate, intrinsic relationship between boyoy and him. This is something that we've spoken about many a time. I won't go into it in greater detail right now. You just have to know that the avoida, do'os, okay, avichor, is not talking about some type of philosophical process, even though sometimes you need some of that too. That's a very real intrinsic knowledge relationship, one essence of relationship where that person can say ki yedait, if the Rebbeinu Shlomo says from the very beginning, that was David HaMelech's basic that was his tzavah v'shlemi melech. The heights of all chokhmah, of all bina and all das, is to return us to be in this specific and very high quality special relationship called das. Okay? Das, okay. Okay? Let me see. Good. Let's wrap it up. Okay? That's all we got left. Let's wrap it up, put it together, an entire bow. Okay? So let's go. Let's start simple. All right, you want to see here? I'll show it to you simple. Let's start off simple. Im ein das ein bina. Im ein das ein bina. The definition of das. Take, for example, the dove is in a kedas, the hainu asodemal says, the dove is in a kedas, the hainu asogas adorn behevdil shalom. Ahavdel Shalom. Knowing something in its highest form and greatest level of clarity, not just that I know it, but I know it exactly. And I know it in that it makes what different. Why is this this and not that? If it's all Be'erch the same, so then I don't know it exactly, specifically. It's just part of the whole show. Right? In the Bina story, right, you have Mila, that in the Klal I can see the Prad, but you have Hasor. You have a Hasor. That it's not sorted out. The whole living room becomes messed up because it's a Seifa on the table. In Das, so we have knowing everything in its specific definition. Another way that this is described in many places, Bina is the capability of comparison, and Das is the comparison of separation, differentiation. In Ein, Das and Bina, we just understood, let's take our thermos cup example. In order to compare the thermos and the cup, I have to be able to separate out the different qualities that there are in the cup, in the thermos, to be able to say which one I'm going to compare to the cup. Otherwise, sack of cold, if I would just take it as a whole, without any havdala, then I can't compare them. They're not the same. They're totally different. The thermos are not cups. If I sent you sent the kid to the makolet to buy a cup and it comes back with a thermos, I'm not going to be very upset. That's just not, it's not the thermos, not a cup. Right? If he comes and tells you Shtikl Torah that the cups have a place to put in, the thermos also has a place to put in, so I thought that you wanted a place to put in, so I bought a thermos, same as a cup. You won't be very happy with that. I wanted a cup. Okay? A thermos is not a cup. If I can't separate, before I compare, I have to separate. I have to be able to chop up the thermos into its pieces in order to decide which one is the thing that I'm comparing. The Bina Yisrael Lenoshim is that they can have their Das in a Bina form, which enables the Bina to work faster and quicker, right, than the Chacham can do it. Even though he doesn't know, it's all done in the process of Bina automatically, automatic pilot, without knowing. She never figured out, well, went through the steps, right? It's just automatic and inclusive in the Bina. There's a process of Das there. And that's called the main Das, and you mean on a simple form. Right? On a simple form. In the intellectual geometry that we're talking about over here. Right? So here we hear, in the process, thought process that we're describing as Bina, there's an element of Das there that's a prerequisite. The main Das and Bina. And if you don't have the capability of separating out the parts, so then you can't make the proper comparison. There will be no room for any development of ideas that apply to cups to the ideas that apply to thermoses. Can't do it, because thermoses and cups are not the same at all. Maybe they're very different. So there's a prerequisite in the Bina to report the function that there should be a quality of Das, that there should be there. This is why it's very important to understand. This is where many men go wrong in their understanding of women. Never says that women don't have Das. It says that Das is Kal.
Is
it a mind only in terms of Bina. It's not a mind in terms of Das.
So you said that they don't, well, it's inclusive in the Bina.
In Bina. When Bina is what's called for in Kamor. Right? When you need Das, right? That's not the place to go. That's not the place to go. Right? Let's clarify now the other half of this. Right? Im ain Bina ain Das. Im ain Bina ain Das. Right? It says that too. Just so that you should be happy. So what do they have about Das and what don't they have about Das? There are two parts to Das. I'm going to give it to you in a capsule form. It's probably not sufficient, but we're going to do time. There are two types of the process of Das. One of them is inclusive in bina, a prerequisite for bina, and the women are stronger than that. One is that they're weak. We'll call them the positive das and the negative das, right? For lack of any better words to use. Right? The negative das is the capability of sorting out and separating of dola, right? And saying this is not that, saying the differences between the two different things. Of dola, separating out. And every bina is based on the das. And that's the concept that we just talked about before, that in ein das ein bina, because every bina requires the negative das. Negative doesn't mean bad. Negative, we're just using, not negative bad, negative, let's use as compared din instead of chesed, right? You have a positive force and a negative force, year and a half, neither one is bad or good, right? But they're going two different directions. Ava is closeness and year is a certain distance, right? So we're talking about that kind of negative and positive, we're talking about bad and good, right? The separation that's a prerequisite for bina and can be inclusive in, packaged in, into the bina, even though the das doesn't stand clearly on its own, that they have. That's the half of das that they have. They have positive das, which its description in Chazal is called shikul hadas, which is known in commonly known as decision. When bina can apply, I know something about cups, and I want to know whether I can put the stuff in the thermos, and I use the bina, and I find out from the cups I can do the thermoses, and everybody's happy. Right? Because even though it is different, but it's also the same, and it's the same in that's important to me, and therefore it's the same, and everybody's happy, right? Wonderful. That's great. What happens when you finish, it's still not the same? And there's a need for judgment call. Because it's not quite right. It's not quite wrong either. Can't say it's not. Can't say it is. Yeah. You need a judgment call. You have to be able to separate in order to connect. To use the capability of Abdullah to come to a clarity, a specific definition of the union that we're talking about, and define it exactly. Not in the bina form where we had it in the cloud, but das, in hakor, knowing exactly intrinsic knowledge, knowing bidyuk. There are very often decisions that have to be made that you can't spell out. They don't have a definition. And they can only come out of the quality of das that tells us, I take all of my essence, tells me that this is the decision has to be made. I can't, that's the way it is, right? That's the way I see it. This is it. Zed daito yishalot, daito yishalot. That's the capability of expression of his essence that comes into decision making. That's why decision making is one of the expressions of maturity, expressions of when a person is becoming of age, because that's when he's starting to really describe expressing his essence. And here at Dal Shem and Eichton Palace, one of the reasons is because their essence is being an Ezek and Ezek of the husband. They don't have their own essence. I hope that's understand properly. So people can understand that wrong. Their own essence is being an Ezek and Ezek. That is a very high level, very special quality. Very clear. Doesn't mean they don't exist. They exist in a very special high quality. Right? They express the husbands. They bring their husband's children into the world. Right? They express the husbands. They bring out the husbands when they play. So Nashon Dayit and Kalos. Practically, they're not so strong in decision making, especially when there's real doubt. Especially when all the Chochman Bina is finished, you still don't know. There's no way you can know. Because there's a real doubt. There has to be a call. There has to be a bechir. There has to be a judgment. There has to be a decision. Shikul Hadas. Nashon Dayit and Kalos. Don't doubt. Im ein bina ein das. Im ein bina ein das. The person wants to go straight from Chochm to das and let him make. You can't do that. You can't do that. The person wants to take straight knowledge without the capability in developing it, and he wants to come to an intrinsic level of knowledge to the Zach, forget it. No way. No way. There has to be a process of Bina that develops in order to come to Das. In the Avodah, this is what you're looking for, right? There's a Lumina Manas Lasais that a person has to be in this world, the Moilam Azeh, Maisa oriented, because until every person knows that you can't come to the same intrinsic knowledge of knowledge that you know clearly and 100%. Enedoy Shmiya Dariya. Enedoy Ma Riya La Maisa. The person hears an idea, he has the whole idea, he knows it, a certain level of idea. Riya, higher level of idea. When he went through it on his own, experienced it, Ein Chochmah Kabbalah Nisah. Maisa, bringing it out. The Maisa gives a person the capability of seeing it, coming to an intrinsic quality of understanding. Ein Chochmah Kabbalah Nisah. That fact, the capability of taking the Chochmah, going through the Bina process, bringing it out practically, enables a person to come to a quality of Das. This is called the main Bina in Das. So here we have to stop with that. We're going to leave it here. Right, so we finish this Mishnah, because the next part of the Mishnah doesn't need explanation, right? Im ein teir, im ein kemach, im ein teir, im ein teir, im ein kemach. Everybody knows that, right? So we can go on to the next Mishnah.